Get known, get found, stay known. This is Clickstarter. I'm Dante St. James. Giving real value, it's a buzz term thrown around a lot by marketers, but what does it really mean in the context of marketing for small business, or any business for that matter? So rather than try to define what giving real value is, let's break it down into three quick examples of adding value in action. Number one, have you ever clicked on a Facebook ad for a free ebook? They're generally from coaches or marketers and online course makers as a taste of what you'll see in their bigger book or their course or their conference. They provide a downloadable free taste test, if you like, of what they do. And you can make use of that without actually having to commit. You can get a taste of their services and get to apply one or two of their principles in your business for yourself to see how they go. They give you something of value for free as a way of introducing you to what they do. You can then walk away from their free content and do okay, or you could upgrade to the paid stuff and potentially do even better. That's providing something of real value in order to attract a customer to your bigger offer. Number two, you don't see these as often in supermarkets these days, but they do still pop up sometimes. The free sample. Usually a representative from a food producing company will set up a stand in a supermarket, giving out samples of their new product to try. You get to try a small sample of what they have, usually a bite-sized bit of chocolate or cold meat or a cup of yogurt or something similar, in order that you'll consider upgrading the experience and trying the full-size product. They offer you something of value, a bit of food, to sate your appetite, even just briefly. It may lead them to a new sale of that main product line or not. Either way, you get value out of the sample regardless. That's adding value to your shopping trip. And number three, our final example of adding value comes from the idea of free workshops where a presenter openly shares their knowledge of various subjects. Now, it may seem crazy for someone to want to share all their secrets for free. You can see the value that's being added to the attendees, sure, but what's the value to the presenter? It's usually a case of the presenter wanting to establish themselves as a kind of authority figure or some kind of expert in their subject area. That kind of credibility leads to paid work eventually, whether that's in book sales, conference tickets, coaching sessions, or sales of whatever the product is that expert's selling. Adding some real value for the attendees that they can use without paying anything adds to ongoing chances for the presenter to add value for paid services down the track. So to wrap it up, giving real value without any monetary return or expectation is not only good for those getting that value for free, it's a very strategic marketing tool for those providing it, whether it's a product sales or time for money based coaching. If you've got any questions or comments or perhaps some examples of how you have added value to your customers beyond the typical time for money or product for money change, we'd love to hear about it. We're Clickstarter on Facebook and darwin@clickstarter.com.au on email. And remember, if you're not doing something this week to get known, get found, or stay known, your business is standing still.